Yeah, I wanted to call you guys and tell you about some things I saw this morning.
Okay, like hear about it.
Okay, I was on my way from Atlanta to Jekyll Island, Georgia.
Yes.
Okay, I was 20 miles west of Jessup on Highway 341, and it was 6:15. We came around like a little curve and saw what we thought was an airplane. We noticed it wasn't moving, and we began to see more. Saw somewhere between 25 and 30, I'd say. They looked like they had a wingspan about 40 feet. There wasn't any fuselage to speak of. They had three lights across the wing, the top of the wing, from left to right, green, orange, and red. The wing looked to be 2 to 2.5 feet thick. And we got under them, and they weren't moving, and they weren't making any noise at all. I didn't have the presence of mind to whip out a camera or anything like that. I wanted to tell somebody about it. I called the FAA down here, and they told me about this number.
Okay. About what time was that again?
It was 5:45.
Okay. Now, were these things hovering directly over the roadway?
Yeah, right. They were, there was a group of them, like I say. They were maybe 150 to 200 feet off the road.
Right.
They weren't in any pattern. You know, they weren't flying in any kind of formation that we could tell. They were spread out maybe 100 feet side to side and a mile long.
Okay.
Slowed down to like 10 miles an hour, and it scared the hell out of me. At that time, you know, I decided whatever they were, I didn't want to be around them. So I cut out.
Did you count how many?
No, I didn't count them, but there were a good 20.
Okay.
And I would say there were more than that. Other cars going in the other direction passed us. Two other cars passed us, so I don't know if anybody saw them, you know, anybody else saw them, or would think to report them or anything.
Okay, would you say that these objects were metallic?
No, there was I couldn't see any metallic deal or anything like that. My brother said the underside of them appeared to be concave. We couldn't tell anything about the finish of them. It was just getting to be dawn.
Uh-huh.
About 15 minutes before it actually started getting light.
Right. Okay, did you notice any openings in these objects?
Any openings?
Right.
No, not really.
Okay.
Main thing we saw were the lights and the quantity of them.
Okay, and these looked just like a flying wing?
Yeah, they looked like a wing without a fuselage. The wing itself looked to be 2 to 2.5 to 3 feet thick.
Uh-huh.
As I was looking at them from the road, they were all lined up with the wings facing me as if they had a fuselage. The plane would be headed toward me. In other words, you know.
Okay, now all of these objects were over the roadway?
Right.
In other words, these things were just lined up right in a straight line?
No, sir. They were over the roadway, but they were on either side of it by up to, say, 25 to 50 feet.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Towed over.
Okay.
And they were spaced irregularly. They were all flying at the same altitude. They were very close together. There was no sound. There was no engine sound. There was no more than 50 to 100 feet among any of them, you know.
Right.
No closer or no further than that,
right?
There was no sound of any engines. We thought they were approaching us, and, you know, they seemed to be going awfully slow, so we slowed down just to make sure, and we found out they weren't moving at all.
Okay, now you feel that you drove for about a mile of these things?
Yeah, it was a good mile with them from the first one to the back one, the last one, whatever.
Now, did you have any problems with the car while all this happened?
No, none that I could tell. I slowed down myself, you know, I consciously slowed down.
Uh-huh. Okay, did you feel any out of the ordinary physical sensations in your body while you were going under these things?
No, that's why I didn't stop altogether. You know, I
right.
didn't feel any.
Okay.
Now there was no feeling of vertigo or a lightness or, you know, no dizziness or any spinning sensation or anything. Yeah, just a creeping fear.
Okay.
I had a camera in my car. I'd give anything to be able to go through it again and get out and start taking pictures. But like I say, I didn't have the presence of mind at the time to do it.
Okay. And your brother was with you?
Yeah.
What's his first name? And there was two other cars on the roadway at the time?
One car passed us as we were still under the object, for lack of a better word. A passenger car passed us, and then a moving van type truck passed us when we were, say, a quarter of a mile out from under the last one.
Okay, now were they coming from the other direction?
Yeah, right. They were headed forward.
Okay. And where did you receive our number?
I came to the airport here at Jekyll Island, and I saw a number inside. There was no one here, and they had a number inside for the FAA for weather and flight plans, I guess. So I called him and gave him a brief rundown on it. He immediately told me of you. He said he'd just gotten a pamphlet or something about you guys.
Okay.
Yes, did I call you?
Well, we sure appreciate this report, and we'll check this out right away. And if we come up with any other information, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, I'd sure appreciate it. Anything you could let me know about it, because it's really, really got me aroused, you know.
Okay, if we send you a questionnaire, would you fill it in for us?
Definitely.
It's a very detailed, extensive deal for our computer, and we'd sure appreciate it.
Definitely. I think my brother'd be glad to also, if you compare the two.
Okay, and if we need additional information, can we feel free to call you?
Yes, sir, anytime. Anytime after Sunday when I'll be back home.
After Sunday?
Yeah, right. I'm on vacation right now.
Okay, and thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Right. Bye. Reporting center.
I have a collect call for anyone from the FAA, St. Simons Island, Georgia. Will you accept charges?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, I just had a fellow call from down at Jekyll Island. Reported a group of, he didn't know what it was.
Uh-huh.
Called up here, and I gave him y'all's number.
Fine.
And he's already called and talked to you. I don't know if he talked to you or what.
Yes, he did.
Okay, great. Uh-huh. Listen, I just found out something I didn't know when I talked to him. There is an activity going on from one of the military bases up in South Carolina called the Solid Shield Operation. And what it is just a whole maneuver of activity. And I thought maybe I'd just, you know, pass that on to y'all so that maybe you'd, you know, so you'd be aware of it.
Right. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and that encompasses pretty much of the area here down in Florida for low-level helicopters, and it's just a massive maneuver for the military has.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Right. Bye.